All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Verbally assault Michigan State. We just did that for an hour. And now we got to turn our attention to Michigan a little bit because the McCarthy era is here. He started. He had his debut. And I want to see what the people thought of it. I want to see what David thought of it. I know how I felt about it. And it doesn't matter what I say, people will get butthurt about it because I went to Michigan State and therefore opinion invalid. But look, the reality for me was fine enough. I'm not going to overdo it. It was the kid's first start, but a lot of checkdowns.
Well, second start.
Okay. A lot of checkdowns. I meant against the actual human beings, not like deck chairs.
I'm just trying to defuse the whole, you don't watch the team because that wasn't his first start.
But I watch every snap of every game. Take that to another time slot. The bottom line is a lot of checkdowns, yeah. Missed on every deep ball, and he scrambled a couple times and helped you, and he scrambled a couple times and hurt you. I don't know what to make of it because, again, first start. I think it helps when the opening kickoff bounces off a dude's face and you get a free 7. That helps, calms the nerves. I think it's interesting going this week to Iowa. I guess for me, we know Iowa won't score. We know Iowa won't do much of anything. But you know what they do? I don't even think I can say that, is they do turn you over, and they do make it hard on you. Now, I'll be really impressed if JJ can go there and not light it up. That's not what this is about. If he can play clean. Mm-hmm. And tell me if you've heard this before, Rico. Get him into the right play. Get the protections right. And check it down. Play clean. See, this is the funny part, is everyone clamored for JJ, but the reality is Michigan's offense is still going to be based upon running the football, checking it down, taking the occasional deep shots that, yes, Cade underthrew and JJ overthrew, but it's still going to be what it, I will be shocked if all of a sudden by season's end, Michigan looks like OSU.
No.
That's not what Harbaugh wants to do.
No. I look at this thing and I would give him a B minus.
Fine enough.
Or a grade. Yeah, he did enough. A lot of things that people told me, well, this is why you have to play JJ over Cade. I didn't see that. You could have swapped out the numbers. I mean, yeah, he had a couple of runs, but you know, then you got to protect the ball when you're going to run the ball as well. But he checked it down. And yeah,
he was fine.
He overthrew where Cade underthrew, but missing an open guy is still missing an open guy.
And maybe that comes with reps. Maybe he was nervous, maybe a little amped up, maybe overcharged a couple. Here's the thing. Maryland's defense isn't good. It's not.
And yeah, that's what had me scratching my head because I'm like, Maryland's defense, I think, was 10th or 11th in the Big Ten. Yes, I know. Michigan State is worse.
Can we just put them at 14, please?
But they were getting the job done. And if you take away that opening kickoff where Mike yelled at me, that was actually a game. Now, they needed all 243 of Blake Corum's yards because he carried the team.
Man, no Donovan Edwards.
Right before the half, and then in the fourth quarter, those two touchdown runs were the difference in the game. Because other than that, Maryland, I thought, was going to just fold up shop at some point. You'll battle Michigan, but they'll just take this thing over. No, they
stuck around.
I mean, Tua gets knocked out the game, and they still battled.
Look, I want to see JJ against Iowa. I think that's really what this comes down to, is that, hey, you're going to go on the road. It's his first time starting a road game. You're going to face a defense that we know is very good. I hesitate to call them great, but they're very good.
Yeah, but I think What? No. You're right. I saw this some stat though. I got to get the exact number, but I think
what
the last what for since like 2012 or something, when top ten teams come into Iowa,
right?
Only once walked away.
Yeah,
with a victory.
If the game was at night, I'd feel different.
Not even in a day. It's a weird vibe. It's even Harbaugh said it's a place where top five teams go to die.
No, that's fair. And he
we
should
lost
be telling
2016.
He should be telling his team that though. That's good coaching. They should be on alert. They've played nobody, and now they finally go on the road, and the autumn leaves are turning. Yeah, man, it's a tough spot. I'll be supremely impressed by J.J. McCarthy if he goes there, plays clean, and makes a couple of those signature throws.
Right.
But outside of that, like, I don't have any illusions this kid's going to roll out there and be Johnny Manziel.
No, but here's the thing about Iowa. You can't miss big because that's where Iowa beats you. They get the short field. They get the pick. They get the interception.
If they
All Michigan has to do is score 17 points, and you can win this game.
Maybe 13.
Well, I say 17 because you're allowing for a scoop and score or a pick six because Iowa's defense has outscored the offense after four games.
The one thing I wonder, and let me throw the number out. And, David, I want your take on this because, look, you're the Michigan representation on the show, and I want to hear from the people. You finally got what you wanted. J.J. McCarthy starting a game against a Big Ten opponent, right? Not UConn or anything ridiculous like that. I want to know what you thought. What was your takeaway from that game? And moreover, look, here's the one weird thing to me with the Iowa game. Maryland was having good success running the football. They got away from it. Iowa's not going to do that. Now, I cannot build any scenario where Iowa wins this game without defensive touchdowns or chicanery. The point is, Iowa is going to...
I think they're going to... Iowa, in order to win the game... It's probably going to need
plus three in turnovers.
I was going to say plus two or more turnovers.
Not going to happen. Hey, look, McCarthy's got to go and play the game.
McCarthy's got to learn how to protect that ball.
Oh, I know.
Boom, boom, boom. That's what I was going to say about JJ. The first thing is he's a statue in there. And that could be Harbaugh saying, look, Cade's gone, so I need you to protect yourself a little bit more, maybe run a little less to protect yourself.
Well, then don't run the read option when the kid sees the DN crash and he doesn't pull the ball and go.
He needs to move a little bit more in that pocket, I say. He also needs to learn how to protect that ball. We're going against Iowa. This is the game I circled as being worried about because of that defense.
You carry
offense,
it like a loaf of bread.
I'm not scared about.
Yeah.
But if he continues to do that and carry the ball like that, either they get a scoop and score or they get the short field. And at that point, I don't care what their offense has looked like before. Anybody with a short field is going to score.
What? You know what it ended up being? Death by field goals. Well, Iowa will kick five field goals, and the final score is 15-14.
And while his performance was a B performance, you cannot turn the ball over. You cannot fumble. That has been an issue since last year.
Yeah, right.
We talked about the Lions, right? Campbell learning from mistakes from last year. That was a mistake with McCarthy last year. Have you not learned from it? Fix it now, or we're going to lose in Iowa. Get it together. Carry the ball like Bijan Robinson around campus. Don't let anybody take it from you.
So I take it you weren't impressed.
He got a B.
Okay.
I just need more.
All of that. You gave him a better grade than I did.
Listen. I think this is setting up where it's going to be okay, where, A, the non-conference is what it is. But, guys, as we get into the regular Big Ten conference, let's really think about this now. Is the Big Ten good? No.
That's a whole other topic.
No. I'm saying Minnesota's ranked based on crushing an MSU team that we just murdered over the last hour. So it's you, Penn State, Ohio State. Well, Penn State comes to you.
See, I would throw Minnesota in there, Mike.
Yeah, but they don't play Minnesota.
Well, maybe in Indy.
And they'll win 1,000-2.
Who, Michigan?
Yes.
Oh.
Just work with me on this. It's setting up for J.J., that we thought the preseason would be that time. Maybe they've got all the time in the world because MSU is no threat. Maryland's no threat. Indiana's morbid. Who else is on their schedule that matters?
Rutgers.
Garbage.
Penn State.
Whatever. When's the last time they came to the Big House and did anything? So the reality is, when's the Penn State game? What's the date on that?
Penn State is 15th. October 15th.
Great. So he gets a couple weeks. Tune this thing up. Home game against good team. And then it's Ohio State.
They have the time to. We thought they only had the non-conference because remember, your annual hype tour with the Terps, Iowa before we realized.
Hey, my Terps represented. Okay.
Iowa before we realized they couldn't score at a brothel. MSU launched themselves into space. Like, this is setting up where, look, maybe they have the time for JJ to get better as the year goes that we didn't think they'd have. But it's not a shot. I don't care if it's a good Big Ten or a bad Big Ten. I care that you win the Big Ten. Like, I'm sure every Big Ten title Michigan State had, it wasn't a great Big Ten. Just win it. So the reality is, David, maybe you weren't impressed now, but you don't have to be.
Right, but the thing is, Mike, according to you, you only get one real chance on the road against a bad Iowa team, and then you face Ohio State and Columbus to see what you got. Because the Big Ten is bad,
yeah.
You won't get the test. This is your test.
Oh, Penn State will be a little more of a test.
At home.
Yes. Yeah, well, because Rico, think about it. When we talk about truly being tested when you play games, it's where teams can get at you both sides of the ball.
Right.
Those are the games that you go to the playoff, that's what happens. Like, Iowa's not a test. Mm-mm. They can't hurt you offensively. They can't. So, technically speaking, you're going to be able to wear them down. And as long as give them the ball.
But see, that's what I'm saying. But your test, Mike, is can you go in and win a 17-6 game where every possession, every yard
as
counts.
Long as that's why I said, yeah, that's why I said, that's why it is a road, test. Can he go on the road and play clean?
Right.
I didn't say launch rocket ships.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. It's a test because you may not be able to throw and score 60-some points every game. Can you win a game with only scoring 17 points?
And you have to know how to protect the ball and when to throw the ball away.
Yeah, but David, here's the other thing, though. You said something. Let's be very clear. Who's one of the most exciting teams in football who has a real shot to make the playoff? Hint, they're on the West Coast. Hint, they're going to be a Big Ten team.
Yeah, USC. They have no defense.
Whoa. Does Lincoln Riley protect Caleb Williams?
No. No, he doesn't at all.
What makes their offense good is Caleb running. What I'm not understanding, and again, it's one game. Let's all just calm down. Multiple times on that read option, the defense isn't respecting Cade, and Cade is still making the wrong read and handing it off. It makes no sense. Why are you in the? Why are we calling this play?
They're saving it for Ohio State.
There's no saving.
I'm kidding, Mike.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to bring some levity.
Serious business.
Yeah, something that has to be worked on. They need to work on it now.
That's all. And again, I think Iowa's a great test for the things you're looking for, David, because it's not going to be easy, and it won't all be pretty. You got to be able to win ugly. Win the way the guy you took his job, win the way that guy won. Sometimes that's what's required. You know, this isn't Western Michigan's backups or the children of Georgia's players. So the McSizzle everyone got excited about, it's like, all right, well, this is reality now. And what are you going to do with that?
But that's why I think Iowa will be a different type of test. Can you win a low-scoring game?
I wouldn't touch Iowa with a 10-foot pole if that's what you're asking me.
No, Mike, I'm not saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying for Michigan, everything won't be 50 and 60 points.
Right.
Can you win scoring, two touchdowns and a field goal?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.